starving ourselves, hunting for whales without harpoons. Just binoculars, watching them jump, watching them play. Oh, I could sit and watch them all day. Setting our sails, hunting for whales without harpoons. Just binoculars up the coast in the deep blue sea. I hope to see a whale and a whale to see me. Hey friend, the sea's a circus with its giant acrobats. And I bet you never thought you'd ever get to see a whale jump like that. Splashing through waves and having such fun, putting on a show for everyone. Big and blue and tons of fun. I never want the show to ever be done. Setting our sails, hunting for whales without harpoons. Just binoculars, watching them jump, watching them play. Oh, I could sit and watch them all day. Oh, I could sit and watch them all day. Oh, I could sit and watch them all day.
That's Steve Pallara and his Cool Beans Band right here on the Children's Hour, where we're learning about whales. You can learn a lot more in our learning guide. Find it at childrenshour.org. Look for whales. There's so much to learn about whales, we have to keep diving deeper.
There are two different types of whales, tooth whales and baleen whales. Tooth whales include porpoises, orcas, and dolphins. They almost look like they are smiling, but don't be fooled by their grin. These whales eat other whales, including the babies, as well as fish and sea mammals, in one bite.
The other type of whale is the baleen whale. These whales have baleen plates instead of teeth.
Baleen is a lot like having thousands of fingernails in your mouth, which these whales use to strain the water for krill.
Baleen whales have two blowholes, while toothed whales only have one.
Blue, gray, humpback, bowhead, minke, and right whales are all baleen whales.
The blue whale is the largest animal that ever lived on Earth, even bigger than any of the dinosaurs. A full-grown blue whale is about 80 to 100 feet long, and a brand new baby whale is 25 feet long.
Blue whales weigh up to 174 tons. These huge animals eat tiny krill and plankton. We used to think that blue whales were the loudest animal in the world, with vocalizations reaching up to 180 decibels. But now we know that sperm whales are much louder. Their clicks reach up to 236 decibels. That is loud enough to kill a diver next to a sperm whale. This is the sound of the sperm whale. Scientists believe that sperm whales and blue whales can communicate across the entire ocean.
Blue whales live in all the oceans of the world, but their sounds vary depending on where they live.
In order for us to listen to the calls of blue whales, recordings made by hydrophones, or underwater microphones, must be sped up 10 times because the frequency is too low for the human range of hearing. This is the call of the Northeastern Pacific blue whale. Blue whale songs can last for hours. And we know they're different in different parts of the world. There are about 10 distinct types of songs in all of the different oceans, and each of the songs is related to a particular area. There's a New Zealand song, a North Indian Ocean song, and you just heard the Northeast Pacific song. This is an example of the Chilean song.
This is the sound of the Atlantic blue whale.
Unfortunately, between hunting by humans, noise and other pollution in our oceans, blue whales are nearly extinct.
Blue whales weren't commonly hunted until after 1900, after the invention of the exploding harpoon gun and diesel-powered boats. The slaughter peaked in 1931 when over 29,000 blue whales were killed in one season.
It's believed that only about 1% of the population of blue whales is still alive today, with the current worldwide population somewhere between 5 and 10,000 mature whales. There used to be about 140,000. Blue whales are formally classified as endangered in the United States as well as in the UN. Some blue whales are considered critically endangered, like the Antarctic blue whale. The pygmy blue whale is so difficult to count that we don't really know how it's doing. You can adopt blue and other types of whales and help researchers study these endangered animals. Go to whales.org.
From there, be here.
That was the Whiz Pops from Sea Blue Sea with Blue Whale. You're listening to the Children's Hour, and I'm Katie Stone. Long ago, I went to something called Whale Camp. It was off the coast of the Baja California, and it's a bay called San Ignacio Lagoon where gray whales come to have their babies. At Whale Camp, we got to be with whale researchers, including, at the time, a student named Melania Guerra. She was studying the sounds of the gray whales.
There are 6 categorized gray whale sounds already. The most common one here in Mexico is what is called pops. They sound somewhat like bongo drums underwater. We know so far that they can communicate here in this lagoon for about 1 kilometer, at least, probably more. But it depends a lot on the properties of the bottom and how the sound gets attenuated. Because when the sound touches the bottom or the surface, a part of the sound gets transmitted and a part gets reflected. So I'm also looking at how background noise is affecting gray whales, because there's an effect called masking that if there is an external sound or external noise that is in the frequency band where the whales vocalize, they're going to try to vary the call so that they can be better heard. That's equivalent, for example, if you're in a very loud room and there's a lot of people talking. You're going to try to either have a higher pitch above the crowd or vocalize louder or something to make you stand out. I'm trying to look at what gray whales do to stand out among the noises that are present in the lagoon. I haven't discovered yet how they stand out, but I've discovered that there is a pattern, a daily pattern, that the background noise seems to increase at around 3 p.m. up until 9 p.m. And then it goes back down. During the rest of the night and during the morning, the background noise is a lot less strong. And again, at 3 p.m. the next day, the background noise goes back up. And we're thinking that it's a combination of the boat noise and also the evening chorus of the croaker fish. The fish tend to make a lot more noise after the sun sets.
Whale, oh whale, it's a whale, whale.
Seven seas. hoist my sail.
Hee-ha!
I'm off on an adventure and I'm following the whale. Mind the tiller.
Steady on the tiller, mate.
Taste the spray.
Salty.
I'm following the whale to the dawning of the day. She sings, she dives, she turns and races to the sunlight. She'll reach, she'll fly, and I'll learn about the world around her when I'm following the whale. Sea spray from the thick of her tail, following the whale. Sea spray from the thick of. Steady.
Scrub the deck while you're at it.
Wait to tack.
And feed the cat.
I'm following the whale and the wind is at my back. She sings, she dives, she turns and races to the sunlight. She'll reach, she'll fly, and I'll learn about the world around her when I'm following the whale. Spray from the thick of her tail, following the whale. Sea spray from the thick of her tail, following the whale. Following the whale.
That was Levity Beat. And before that, Farmer Jason. You're listening to the Children's Hour. This is a show all about whales.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is making weekly learning guides for every episode thanks to the support of the Albuquerque Community Foundation. You can support this effort too. Go to childrenshour.org and click donate. And find our learning guides under our podcast menu. Support for the Children's Hour provided by New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and by the National Endowment for the Arts. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the City of Albuquerque Cultural Services Department and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. The Children's Hour is an educational nonprofit, and you can donate your unwanted vehicle to the Children's Hour. Learn more at childrenshour.org.